Good evening. This is Akashvani and I'm Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. All set for second phase of voting for Lok Sabha elections tomorrow. 88 constituencies spread over 12 states and a union territory to go to polls. Filing of nominations for fourth phase ends. Scrutiny of papers tomorrow. Election Commission issues notice to Congress and BJP over alleged violation of model code of conduct. Government says it is actively pursuing at various levels the matter of Indians stuck in Russia. Met Department says heat wave conditions to continue over several parts of the country for the next few days. Forecast fresh spell of rainfall over northwest India. In Shanghai Archery World Cup Stage 1, Indian men's team storm into recap finals. And in IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bangalore elect to bat first against host Sunrisers Hyderabad. Stage is set for voting for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections tomorrow in 88 constituencies spread over 12 states and the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir. Voting will also take place for the remaining part of Outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency. The seats going for polls tomorrow are all 20 seats in Kerala, 14 in Karnataka, 13 seats in Rajasthan, 8 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 6 in Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each of West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Manipur, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir. The polling for Betul parliamentary constituency of Madhya Pradesh, which was scheduled in the second phase, has been postponed for the third phase due to demise of BSP candidate. Campaigning for this phase ended last evening. A total of 1,202 candidates, along with 4 candidates from the outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency, are in the fray in this phase. Voting will begin at 7 a.m. and end at 6 p.m. Polling time has been extended till 6 p.m. in many polling stations in Baka, Madhepura, Khagaria and Munger constituencies in Bihar to facilitate voters in hot weather conditions. Over 16 lakh polling officials will welcome over 15.88 crore voters across 1.67 lakh polling stations. Our correspondent reports that 34.8 lakh first-time voters are registered to cast their votes in this phase.
Meticulous arrangements have been made at all polling stations for convenience of voters, including facilities to deal with hot weather conditions. Assured minimum facilities like water, shed, toilets, ramps, volunteers, wheelchairs and electricity are in place to ensure that every voter, including elderly and persons with disabilities, can cast their votes with ease. 3 helicopters, 4 special trains and nearly 80,000 vehicles have been deployed to ferry polling and security personnel. Webcasting will be done in more than 50% of the polling stations, along with deployment of micro-observers in all polling stations. Election Commission has called upon voters to turn out in greater numbers at polling stations and vote with responsibility and pride. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Some of the prominent candidates whose political fate will be sealed in the EVMs tomorrow are Congress leader Rahul Gandhi from Wayanad in Kerala, CPI's Annie Raja also contesting from Wayanad, Union Minister Rajiv Chandrasekhar from Thiruvananthapuram, Congress leader Shashi Tharoor also from Thiruvananthapuram, Tejasvi Surya of BJP from Bangalore South, Hema Malini of BJP from Mathura. Other key candidates are BJP's Arun Govil from Meerut, ex-Karnataka CM H.D. Kumaraswamy from Mandya, and Papu Yadav from Purnia. Voting in Kerala has been held in single phase. We have more from our Thiruvananthapuram correspondent.
194 candidates are in play for the 20 Lok Sabha seats in Kerala. All the three major fronts, BJP-led NDA, Congress-led UDF, CPIM-led LDF, had expressed hope of winning maximum seats in this election. Thiruvananthapuram constituency is gaining national importance as senior Congress leader and sitting MP Shashi Tharoor is contesting with Union Minister and BJP leader Rajiv Chandrasekhar and senior CPI leader Panneen Ravindran. The Wayanad constituency is gaining national attention as Congress leader Rahul Gandhi is contesting there, where BJP has fielded the state president K. Surendran and CPI has fielded Leader Ani Raja. Archangal is also in the limelight as Union Minister and BJP Leader V. Muralidharan is contesting with City MP and Congress Leader Adur Prakash and LDF's V. Joy. Polling will be held from 7 a.m. till 6 p.m. tomorrow. It is a public holiday in Kerala tomorrow. Mayusha for Akashwani News from Thiruvananthapuram.
13 of the 25 Lok Sabha seats of Rajasthan will go to polls tomorrow. Our Jaipur correspondent gives us a report on the important candidates.
A total of 152 candidates, including 7 women, are in the fray for 13 constituencies. Maximum 18 candidates are trying their fate from Chittorgarh, while minimum 7 candidates are contesting from Jhalawad Bara Lok Sabha constituency. The prestige of two former CM who are campaigning for their sons, Lok Sabha Speaker and two Union Ministers, is at stake in second phase. Ashok Gehlot's son, Vaibhav Gehlot, is contesting from Jalore as Congress candidate, while Vasundhara Raje's son, Dushyant Singh, is contesting as BJP candidate from Jhalawad Lok Sabha seat. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla is BJP candidate at Kota seat. Union Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat from Jodhpur and Kailash Chaudhary is in the fray from Bardmer constituency as BJP candidate. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashwani News, Jaipur.
In Bihar, polling will be held in 5 Lok Sabha constituencies of Kishanganj, Katihar, Purnia, Bhagalpur and Baka. Around 94 lakh electorates will decide the fate of 50 candidates in these constituencies. Elaborate secret arrangements have been made at Kishanganj, Katihar and Purnia as they fall under Simanchal region. Interstate border along West Bengal in Kishanganj has been sealed as a precautionary measure. Polling will conclude before normal time in Naxal-affected areas of Katoria and Belhar in Baka parliamentary constituency. From NDA side, JDU is contesting on all 5 seats. On the other hand, from the Grand Alliance, Congress has fielded 3 candidates and RJD is contesting 2 seats. In West Bengal, voting will take place in Darjeeling, Balurghat and Raiganj, witnessing multi-cornered contest. 13 assembly segments of Outer Manipur parliamentary constituency spread across 8 districts will go to polls tomorrow from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tripura East parliamentary constituency, where the polling will be held tomorrow, there are more than 16,000 Brur Yang voters who were displaced from Mizoram and have been residing mainly in Dhalai North Tripura and parts of South Tripura districts. In Karnataka, the election authorities have made special arrangements for the convenience of the physically challenged voters tomorrow. There are 2.76 lakh physically challenged voters in these constituencies. As on date, 756 PWD voters have used the Saksham mobile app to book wheelchair or transport facilities. The app can be used till 5 p.m. tomorrow to avail the facilities. Filing of nominations for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections ended this evening. Scrutiny of nomination papers will be taken up tomorrow and candidates can withdraw names by the 29th of this month. 96 Lok Sabha seats spread over 9 states and a union territory will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of next month. Meanwhile, campaigning for later phases of polling is in full swing. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today held rallies in Agra, Shahjahanpur and Bareilly districts of Uttar Pradesh. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed an election rally at Siddipet in Medak Lok Sabha constituency of Telangana this afternoon. He alleged that the ruling Congress leaders have virtually turned the state into an ATM for the party leaders in Delhi. Mr. Shah also said that the overall development of Telangana can be possible only under the BJP rule. Election Commission of India has taken cognizance of an alleged violation of the Model Code of Conduct by star campaigners of the BJP and the Congress. The ECI has sent letters to the BJP President JP Nadda and the Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge and sought the response by 11 a.m. on Monday. The ECI has directed in the letters that all star campaigners to set high standards of political discourse and observe provisions of MCC in letter and spirit. In the complaints, Congress, CPI and CPIM had raised objections on the speech made by a senior BJP leader during his election speech in Banswara, Rajasthan, while BJP in the complaint had raised objection on the election speech made by a Congress leader at Kottayam in Kerala. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge has written a letter to Prime Minister Narendra Modi claiming that he is misinformed about Congress's manifesto. In a social media post, Mr. Kharge alleged that BJP leaders have begun resorting to lies due to the poor performance in the first phase of the Lok Sabha elections. In a series covering profiles of key constituencies across states and union territories through the Lok Sabha elections, today we bring a report on Baramati Lok Sabha constituency in Maharashtra. Voting in this constituency will be held in the third phase on the 7th of May. We have a report.
The Baramati Lok Sabha constituency in western Maharashtra comprises six assembly segments, Baramati town, Indapur, Dhond, Purandar, Bhor and Khadakwasla. 38 candidates are in the fray. There are 2,516 polling stations in the constituency. For decades, the Pawar family and the Nationalist Congress Party led by Sharad Pawar has dominated the Baramati Lok Sabha constituency. Sharad Pawar himself has a history of multiple victories in the region. However, this time it's NCP versus NCP, Pawar versus Pawar. Supriya Sule, the current three-term MP and daughter of Sharad Pawar, is facing a challenge from her sister-in-law Sunetra Pawar, who is Ajit Pawar's wife. The others in the contest include Priyadarshini Kokre of Mayawati-led Bahujan Samaj Party and Savita Kadale of the Hindustan Janata Party. Prarthana, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at EIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections. Every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. India is very actively pursuing the matter of Indians stuck in Russia at various levels, including with the Russian Foreign Affairs Ministry, Defense Ministry and several other organizations there. Briefing media in Delhi this afternoon, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said they are committed to bring back all the people who have gotten in touch and want to be released.
Our national security advisor is in St. Petersburg. As far as your nationals is concerned, let me tell you, we are very actively pursuing these matters at various levels. And we are committed to bring back all the people who are caught in touch with us and want to be released and repatriated and returned back home. 10 such individuals have come back to India. They have been released and they have returned home. We have been assured by the Russian side that the other Indians who are there, they'll also be released and they'll return home.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heatwave to severe heatwave conditions over East and South Peninsula India for the next 5 days. Heatwave conditions also expected to prevail in isolated pockets of Bihar, Jharkhand, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, Telangana, Rayalaseema, interior Karnataka and East Uttar Pradesh till Tuesday. West Uttar Pradesh and Konkan will also witness heatwave conditions from tomorrow till the 29th of April. The weather department has also forecast fresh spell of rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds over northwest India till the 28th of this month. Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Rajasthan and West Uttar Pradesh will also witness rainfall. In Shanghai Archery World Cup Stage 1, the Indian trio of Tarundeep Rai, Dheeraj Boma Devara and Praveen Jadhav have set up a gold medal clash with Olympic champion South Korea after storming the men's team recurve final today. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bangalore have set a target of 207 runs before host Sunrisers Hyderabad at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium. Royal Challengers Bangalore scored 206 runs for 7 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Royal Challengers had won the toss and elected to bat. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. All set for second phase of voting for Lok Sabha elections tomorrow. 88 constituencies spread over 12 states and the Union Territory to go to polls. Filing of nominations for fourth phase ends. Scrutiny of papers tomorrow. Election Commission issues notice to Congress and BJP over alleged violation of Model Code of Conduct. Government says it is actively pursuing at various levels the matter of Indians stuck in Russia. Met Department says heatwave conditions to continue over several parts of the country for the next few days. Forecast fresh spell of rainfall over northwest India. In Shanghai Archery World Cup Stage 1, Indian men's team storm into Recap Finals. And in IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bangalore set a target of 207 runs before host Sunrisers Hyderabad. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.